I dictation for Gerald Edwards, GERYLEWARDS. Gerald Edwards, date of service is 7/8/2024, date of birth 3/13/1964, date of accident September 28, 2023. This patient Gerald Edwards is here for a evaluation for follow-up visit. She reports that she just saw the spine physician, Dr. Redden, who recommended a surgery for her lower back for anterior listhesis and other pathology. He also ordered an MRI of her left hip after the x-rays were found to be abnormal. He also is planning to operate on her left shoulder. Dr. Gary Gilliard has not seen the orthopedic surgeon, but she's going to be seen. Currently, she is having a constant pain radiating into left groin that is expected to happen from the hip injury on the left side. The patient has also been doing counseling for her TBI with Heidi counseling. And she also reportedly had an abscess of tooth, which is being taken care of by a dentist. She reports that Tylenol codeine twists her stomach and she cannot tolerate it or take it. In addition, patient has constant pain shooting down both legs posteriorly and anteriorly with no relief. The MRIs were again reviewed for the lumbar spine and for both shoulders and were explained to the patient in great detail. TBI was also found in the brain MRI that was discussed with the patient. So far, the patient has seen a neurologist, Dr. At Trinity Hospital System, but I do not have the records from them. In addition, patient report that her pains have continuously been between 9 and 10 in the area of both shoulders and lower back. Headaches are also constant. There are around 4 to 5, sometimes 6 to 8, 3 times per week, and are not relieved by regular medications. 40% relief is reported by the patient. However, she says her radials are gravely affected and she is suffering from severe pain throughout. Kindly review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, current pain medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination still remains the same as in previous visits, which is dated 5/22/2024. Dictation number is 0606-017. The diagnosis are the same plan is as follows. The patient has no major improvement and a surgery is being contemplated to be done soon in the area of lumbar spine. A discussion of spinal cord stimulation device was also carried out. Patient has did not have a much of an injection treatment that has been discussed with her. A steroid injections for the lumbar epidural and cervical epidural and both shoulders to the tune of 4 to 6 has been discussed with the patient. When the patient makes up her mind, she will be provided these injections. So far, a few have been done, but not enough to make a justification for surgery. At this time, patient doesn't want any surgery, any physical therapy or chiropractic treatment, and she remains disabled for work and housework. She is currently trying to have her insurance aligned because she has a healthcare insurance covering her accident for the possible surgery. If surgery could be done, then she'll be satisfied. She's provided with the following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Zoloft is provided for anxiety, panic, and depression relief. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day is provided for neuropathy pain, radiculopathy pain. Furosets are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. For pain relief, I have provided 7.5 milligram 325 Norco to help with the pain once a day for 10 days. She'll be seen in 10 days time. I'm requesting a record release from Dr. Louis Redden to be on the same page and identify what areas we can cooperate and be done. I discussed with the patient that if she requires tremendous amount of schedule to pain medication for pain relief, she may choose to stay with Dr. Louis Ryden for complete takeover, and the patient will make up her mind and discuss with Dr. Ryden. Once the MRI for the hip is done, or any other new MRIs have been obtained by Dr. Ryden, I would like to incorporate in my treatment plan and update that. So far, we discussed with the patient the role of psychiatry and neurology, that she should continue seeing them. We also provided orthopedic consult that she has not seen yet. Her blood pressure actually was found to be 175 over 105, pulse 74, pulse ox was 100. End of discussion, she'll be seen in 10 days' time. Thank you. And then final treatment plan will be formulated.